Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. I'm Dr. Pat. Yep, we be live. Got to pinch myself to make sure I'm live. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you?
Hi.
Doing happy well. Day after Halloween.
To you as well. Did November
you,
already.
I know. Did you have a good one? But it's a very
yes.
significant November.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
11-11-11.
That's not quite.
That's yet. Coming up.
It is coming
okay.
up. That's a special show.
And I wasn't reading your mind exactly.
People want you to turn the camera on.
It is on.
Oh, okay. I'm just telling you who you just.
That's operator error. That is not my
message.
Responsibility.
Just instant message. Camera's not on.
Seriously?
Who said that? I'm calling you out. Who said that? Who sent that? Who sent it? Don't be like it's Blinda, because I know who Linda is.
Blinda? Oh, yeah, Blinda. Blinda, what? Can Blinda? Blinda!
Blinda!
Why are we calling her Blinda? She's going to kick our butts! Uh-oh.
Seriously?
Did you just call her Blinda?
No, I did not.
Uh-oh. There we go. Did you have a good Halloween, Betty?
I did. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We got a great show today.
We do.
You know why?
Well, I know why, but do the listeners know?
Yeah. Fear sucks.
It's on. I double-checked our website.
You double-checked it now?
Yes.
How can you tell? What's it?
Because I can pull up our website, and
there you are.
See?
Oh, bada-bam. There you go. Nice. Good job.
So, Blinda. With my air quotes, should
yeah.
reload the page.
Yeah. There we go. Reload the page, Linda.
Blinda,
reload the. Oh, I am going to be in so much trouble. I am going to be in. Where did you come up with that?
We'll just add something.
Oh, that's very funny.
Nothing fancy.
That's very funny. So you had a good Halloween with the boys?
Yes, it was their first, and they look good.
Your little sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you dress up, or did they just dress up?
We dressed them up. You know, we did our little Halloween party here at the station.
Yep.
And here, I'll show you another.
Okay,
pic.
You weren't going to tell me.
Yep, I'll show you right there. There's me. I'm a cowboy. I'm showing Pat.
You're not.
I dressed up as a cowboy, yeah.
You're not. The grief you give me about country music and you dressed up as a cowboy?
I was keeping it quiet, Pat.
Oh, my
I was keeping
gosh.
It quiet. And that's Ethan in
if
his life.
If I'd have known that, I would have taken a trip to the studio. I love your little hat.
Thank you.
That's very good. Let's see that one again.
All right,
let's see.
For those listening, can definitely see what we're talking about.
They can show it on the camera.
That's Ethan.
What did you dress Ethan up
Ethan
as?
Ethan is dressed up as a little lion and his brother.
Oh, my gosh.
His twin brother.
Did you Facebook those?
Yes.
Okay.
His twin brother was a lamb.
Okay. All
so
right.
it was a lion and a lamb. And literally the outfits match their personalities. Like
a
Ethan's
lion
a little
and a
more
lamb.
Outgoing, you know, kind of like does his little roars, you know, and then Eli's just kind of hanging back, watching it all, which is kind of like how lamb do their thing.
So
you know,
we're going to have to ask Rhonda Britton what
kinda
the long-term
sheepish.
Effects are.
What?
You doing that?
I'm going to hear that right
but
away.
Why'd
you dress me up as a lamb, Dad?
We are going to hear from Rhonda Britton, my very special guest today. We have a super, super announcement for all of you. Rhonda is not only a colleague, but a personal friend of mine, and I am so thrilled. Every time, you know, I love being inspired by people like Rhonda. And what she's doing is something that is so needed in the world. You're going to hear about it today. Special announcement. And she's going to weigh in on the lion and the lamb scenario.
I'm pulling up the pic of the both of them right now.
Yeah. Today's show, Fear Sucks. How do you become free of it? That's it. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, they're so cute together.
See how he's got his mouth open? Ethan the lion, then hit the lion. Okay.
And the other one. Okay.
It's so hard to describe a picture on the air. It really is.
I can see it.
Unless everybody
one's
wants to be my friends on Facebook.
In brown as a lion, and the other is dressed up in white.
It's their
and
little
forever
faces.
Forever now,
their
they're going to have to live with that image. Rhonda Britton joining
there you
us
go.
Here
Sorry,
today.
Rhonda, we're wasting your time
Emmy award winner, repeat Oprah guest, founder of the Fearless Living Institute, much more. We are launching an incredible program today. Rhonda, what do you think about the lion and the lamb thing?
I love, you know, Lion and Lamb is so, it's older than time, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
And, you know, we're either being a lion in our life or we're being the lamb, and we need a little of both. So I say bring the lion and the lamb on. We all need it. We all want it. It's inside of us. Let's live the lion and let's live the lamb.
So, Benny, would you describe yourself? What, so how many people out there dressed up lion-like for Halloween? Rhonda, what were you for Halloween?
I was a girl out for a walk.
Okay.
Oh.
I can see it. I can see it.
Do you know what she's talking about?
You just,
okay, wait a minute.
If
you were a girl out for a walk on 8th Avenue in New York is what you're talking about.
It's all about location. Location.
Well, I don't even know if I was on 8th Avenue. I might have been more slumming than that.
Uh-oh. Truth be told, here it comes.
Now we have an L.A. story.
I wasn't a call girl, okay?
Well, we don't know what street we were on. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
let's just say I was taking a street walk.
Okay.
I love it.
Keep it clean.
But I looked cute. Hey, I look cute.
Yeah, Benny looked cute, too, in his little cowboy outfit. Rhonda, I can't tell you how many times, every time I ask him to play, like, a country song, I just hear it. It's never ending.
I'm actually a closet country fan.
Okay.
And I grew up in the Midwest. And,
oh,
you know,
my gosh.
I'm sorry, Pat. It's all coming out now.
There it is.
Figured
That's
me
true
out.
Confessions. Okay.
And I fake it.
He's
with
out
the
of
city
the closet.
Boy look here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Really,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, Rhonda, we've got a great show. Thank you. We're going to talk about fear today, but we're going to talk about why fear sucks. And honestly, it does, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it is the number one thing that stops us from moving forward in our life. And if we could just get that in our brain that it's not because we're slow and stupid and selfish and that there's, you know, we're procrastinators and that we're incompetent. If we could just kind of start going, okay, wait a minute. Anything that I attribute to my less than perfect life, anything that I blame myself for, if we can just kind of take that label off ourselves and stick on fear, oh, our life would transform immediately. Woo! It'd be awesome.
It would transform. I mean, it would.
It would, because let's quit taking the credit of fear. Like, give fear its due, right? It's the thing that makes us incompetent, that makes us feel incompetent. It's the thing that makes us feel less than. It's the thing that makes us feel not good enough. Fear is the thing that makes us feel that way. It's not who we are. It's the thing that propels us to believe this about ourselves. But we don't have to make fear our best friend the way we've been doing and listening to every word it says. We don't have to take its gossip. We can actually say, I actually put a boundary in place and go, no, thank you, fear. No more. Not me. Turn around, talk to somebody else.
You know, it's really kind of interesting because, you know, we go through our lives, don't we? And we don't even understand that fear is in the driver's seat. We don't. And I wanted to ask you about that.
We're never taught this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on, you know, Dr. Pat. As usual, you know, you're just so in the know. It's that whole belief that, you know, all that negative self-talk is self-induced, or all that negative self-talk is trying to keep us on the straight and narrow, or it's trying to show us, you know, what our flaws are and what our limitations are so we don't get hurt. And in truth, there is a reality to that in the sense of that fear tells us those things like, oh, you big procrastinator, oh, you shouldn't do that, who do you think you are, you know, you should really worry about this, I would doubt them if I were you. I mean, it tells us to think and feel all those things so that we, under the guise that we won't get hurt, right? Oh, if you believe this or feel this, then fear thinks it's doing its job of not getting you hurt, that you won't get hurt, that your life, nothing bad will happen, right? Well, the fact is that any time you're avoiding being hurt or something bad's going to happen, per se, you know, you're also avoiding the good and the excitement and the deepening and life itself, right? You know, part of our quest on this earth is to be, and I know you talk about this all the time,
yeah,
you know, time to thrive. It's for us to thrive, right?
Right. Right. I mean, it really is. It was so interesting in, you know, all of us getting ready to do this show with you, and actually we're going to do other shows with you. But it was so fascinating to me to see what you've created, because many people take a look at someone like you, Rhonda. And actually, Michelle and I were talking about this today. And, you know, we look at, for those of us that have known you a while, you know, we look at where you've come from. We've read your books. We know what a horrific experience you've had. We know about the incredible work, the Fearless Living Institute, your coaching program, certifying Fearless Living coaches. I mean, you have built a mega platform, and yet people think, for folks like you and even me, because I get the people say this to me all the time, that, you know, we've got it going on. But I think, truth be told, I get scared. I get scared.
Sure, of course, because being scared is part of our humanity, is part of being human, part of risk-taking. And you don't let scare make your decision for you. You know, it's there. It's part of our humanity. You know, there's this thing called fear. And at any time we're taking stretch risk and dies in our life, any time we're getting out of our comfort zone, any time we want to start dating if we haven't dated for 5 years or change jobs in a bad economy, right? Right? Any time we're contemplating these changes, fear is going to come up and go, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. And the difference between me and you and other people is we've learned, you know, through our own life experience and through, you know, the Fearless Living Institute, is that voice is just the voice of fear. It's not the truth. It is not a fact. It's not to be listened to and acted on. It's to go, oh, there it is again, trying to get me not, you know, get me not hurt, get me not afraid, get me not, you know, don't want something bad to happen. Oh, I appreciate it loving me. Thank you, fear, for loving me. And I'm not listening today. I'm moving forward. You know, we get caught up in making the voice happy rather than making our life happy.
I know. I want to break out in that song, Benny. I've been loving you a little too long.
Which
was
that?
What is that song?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
I'm so like breaking out in, you know, Rhonda, you're so right. We're going to talk about fear basics. We have a super announcement for everybody out there today. Something really awesome we want to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the basics, what you should know, but most importantly, how does it run our lives? And the question, I guess, for everybody, aren't you just tired of it? Is it running you down? Do you feel like you're carrying a 500-pound casket on your back and it's called fear? Well, we've got something for you. Let's take a short break, everybody. Rhonda Britton in the house. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, you can tell my lips, tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis,
is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
My neck is breaking hard. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my neck is breaking hard, he might blow up and kill his family.
Yeehaw! I'm the Dr. Pat Show.
Just for you, Pat.
Just for me, babe. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Yep. For those of you that... Benny and I, and Rhonda is going to break out in her southern draw. I had no idea. It was really good.
I asked her first, but maybe.
You know, those of us that grew up in, what do you call that when you divorce families? What do you call that? When your father remarries and all that business? I forget what the term is now. Anyway, my stepmom was from the Deep South. So I could twang it with the best of them. Rhonda Britton in the house. Yeah. Rhonda, we have a special announcement. Go ahead.
We do, and I am so excited.
I know. I know. Fear does suck. And, you know, many of us, you know, go through life in so many ways and have things that scare. For me, it has been recently in the past bunch of years here. It's been my health. Very scary, scary thing. And, you know, you learn how not to become your health. Or you learn how not to become whatever that is going on. But we need tools. And the team was, we were talking about this today. And we were talking about how important it is for us to all stay fresh. That's the term I used. How do we stay fresh? And what I mean by that is, you know, how do we ward off what's showing up in the media, what's showing up around us? You know, that maybe changes in the economy. How do we do that? I've never been able to do it alone. And I want to thank you for creating what you've created.
Thank you. Well, you know, you're bringing up such an important point. The last point was kind of like the secret juice. You know, I really do believe that no one can be fearless alone because we need each other. And one of the things that fear tells us is not to ask for help, you know, right? Not to reach out, not to connect, right? Not to admit we have fear, not to admit that we're worried and have doubt, right? We don't want to, you know, kind of keep our bad stuff to ourselves. We don't want to admit that we don't feel good enough. So I get that you have not been able to do it by yourself. And oh, by the way, neither have I, right?
Right.
Because one of the most fearless acts we can do is connect. Right? I mean, that's what you and I are doing today is we're connecting.
Right.
We're connecting because we want to create change in the world. You know, we want to make a difference, right? I mean, I just think about all the fears that you had to go through to start your first radio show, right?
To first of all,
just say, I want a radio show, right? Just to admit that to yourself, right? To go, I want a radio show and then getting through the, well, who am I to have a radio show? And what are people going to think? And I don't have radio experience. And you know, they're going to laugh at me. And, you know, all that conversation. And, you know, when I'm talking to Dr. Pat now about her radio, her first radio, you know, foyer, I'm talking to anybody out there that has something that they want to make happen. So when I'm talking right now to Dr. Pat about her radio show and all her fears, just think about your life right now. And think about what it is that you think, oh, I can never do that. Oh, gosh, I can't. No, not me. I mean, yeah, I secretly want to. I secretly think about it. But, oh, no, I couldn't. Right?
Yeah.
You know, whether that's moving, whether that's falling in love, you know, whether that's leaving a relationship, you know, whether that's opening your own business, whether that's, you know, starting a hobby. You know, it's like we all have these desires for self-expression. We all have these desires to share more of ourselves. And, you know, in order to make those shifts and to start moving in the direction of our dreams, to start moving in the direction that we secretly want to go, that we almost barely admit to ourselves, we have to face the number one fact. We're going to hit fear, period, end of story. Yes, we're going to hit fear. And if we know that, and we know there's tools to master it and overcome it. Fear does not have to decide our course of action. You know, you came up against fear, Dr. Pat, but it didn't decide your course of action. Right?
Not at all. But I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
I still get that level of fear about the radio show and launching the network. And, you know, am I really doing all? I mean, it just doesn't stop. But you're right. I mean, I have some tools that I've had to learn over time. And that's really what the key is, isn't it? We're not saying that, you're never going to be afraid again, or you're never. I mean, I don't think that's ever been your message.
No, it has not been, because what I believe is that we're all, you know, my whole thing is, my definition of success is full self-expression. Okay. Well, how I fully express myself today is going to be different than it is 5 years from now. So, for instance, like we're taking you from your first radio show to starting a network, those are very different skills. And you have to have a larger capacity within yourself and a larger belief in yourself on some core level that you're able to do it. Now, doesn't mean that fear doesn't come and go, well, yeah, I let you have success over here, but a network, what are you, crazy?
I know.
So, you know, fear is always rubbing up against your edge, right? So if you think about your comfort zone, and your comfort zone is whatever you're used to, even if it's misery. Okay, because people go, well, your comfort zone, I'm miserable. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're used to, right, that's your comfort zone. Whether it's misery, whether it's smoking a pack, you know, whether it's, you know, not working out, whatever you're used to is your comfort zone. And so anytime you want to do something that you're not used to, or you haven't done in a while, fear is going to absolutely come up and go, are you kidding me? Again, whatever voice, however it sounds to you, but it says that because of the following. It wants to point out that you are about to take a risk, even if in your mind it's a little risk, like it shouldn't be a big deal. You know, like walking around the block, you know, for most of us isn't a big deal, you know, on an intellectual level. But what it means to your psyche and your spiritual life is a big deal. So fear doesn't even want you to walk around the block. Right? Because, gosh, then you're going to open up a big can of worms and start exercising and get thin and feel better. What are you, crazy? Get up sitting on the couch again, right?
Well, I know. I mean, Benny, we were joking about it before the show, but I woke up. Well, actually, I've had this urge for a couple of weeks now. I wanted to do something different with my hair. I expressed myself through my hair. 20 years ago, on October 29, 20 years ago, I shaved my head close to what Benny's looks like. It was my last executive meeting that I went to in the telephone company. I had been protesting a very, very inhumane downsizing. They were targeting senior people, people with a month away from a 30-year full pension. And I was in HR. It was my job to get out there, support it, and implement it. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't do it. And back then, Rhonda, you didn't just fire somebody and walk them out the building. We had to stay there 3 months and train people that were backfilling us. I was 5 years away from my pension, but I couldn't do it. And I became a maverick. I started support groups and the whole business. So on the last executive meeting, I went down to 8th Avenue to the Russian haircut place in New York City, and I shaved my head. And and whatever it is about that moment was a moment of empowerment. Now, I didn't quite shave my head this time, but I did do something a little radical. And was it scary to do it? Did I think about what is my best friend going to say? What are my friends going to say? What are people going to say? You think about it, but how do you, Rhonda, and that gets to the announcement, how do we help people follow their heart and take the action that they need to take to live the lives they desire? And that's really what you put together. And I think it's a good time to mention to folks right now what it is we put together and what the contest is.
Oh, well, I'm so excited for this contest, the Epic Life Get Fearless contest. I am so excited about the opportunity that's available now to your listeners. I mean, anybody listening to the sound of our voices right now has an opportunity to actually actively participate in changing their own life. And, oh, my gosh, I am so excited because there is a listener right now listening to our voices right this minute who in just a mere few weeks is going to be set on a course that will change their life forever and for the good, and it will change their life, their family's life, their community's life, again, however they want to express themselves. And they will be able to start following a dream that has been maybe a seed inside of them, maybe something they've taken a stab at but haven't quite done. Maybe they're trying to do it now but are hesitant. Maybe they feel like they don't have the money or the time or the energy or the support. And with this contest that you so brilliantly are willing to support and have created, you know, it's going to give them the opportunity to really do what's necessary. So I don't know if you want me to tell them all the things they're going to be getting,
yeah,
or if you want me to.
Yeah, we'll both tell them. You tell them, and then I'll fill them in. And the reason that this is so important is many, many people, Rhonda, this is such a cool conversation, right? Because in the arena that a lot of people live in, especially in the fields that you and I are in, you know, there's an extraordinary level of competition. And, you know, some people say it's actually healthy. Some people say, you know, whatever, whoever those some people are. I've never lived my life like that. And neither have you. And so to be able to collaborate with you for the better good of all of the listeners, all of the people we subscribe to, all of the people that want to thrive, this is why two people come together. Because when two or more are gathered, magic happens. Right?
Magic happens.
Magic happens. Yeah. So, yes. We are combining Rhonda's brilliance, what she's created, in the spirit of what I'm launching on 11/11, The Epic World. And this is about epic living, Rhonda. And Rhonda Britton, joining me here today, has put together the best of the best of who she is, what she knows, what she's done. And we are putting together an opportunity for one of you to jump in. And I'm not just talking about getting your feet wet. I'm talking about basking and bathing in tropical waters of fearlessness. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and we'll tell you all about it.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships.
But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
There's not much time left today.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. America's number one coach joining me here today, best-selling author, someone that many of you have seen on Oprah numerous times, but she's both a friend and a colleague, and she has helped many, many people in their lives move beyond the shackles of fear to a place where, you know, they're open at the top, where each of us is able to get the messages in so that we can truly live the lives we desire and contribute to the world in an amazing, amazing way. Fearless living is what we know her for, and she has now created something so that millions of people worldwide could benefit from everything she's done, everything she's created, every conversation she's ever had. She's done something brilliant. Rhonda, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. What I would love for you to do is first talk about, let's talk about what it is you've created and then the contest that you've put together.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have spent the last 15 years of my life creating more accessible programs for people because as the world's become more global with the internet, you know, when I first started teaching, you know, you had to come to my living room, right? And then, you know, years after that, I traveled and I went to different locations and I'd be in Philly or I'd be in Hong Kong or I'd be in London. And you still would have to travel to come and see me and teach, learn from me. And then we moved into teleclasses and that gave a little bit of a flavor, but not fully because you didn't see me and you didn't, you know, have any interaction per se with me beyond a phone call. So what I've done is take the times and take all of my work for the last 15 years that I have researched, I have refined, I have perfected, and I have created actually the only program that is proven in the world that helps people master emotional fears. I'm it. There is no other program completely devoted to helping one master their emotional fears. And some of those emotional fears are fear of rejection and fear of failure and fear of being, unlovable and fear of being incompetent and fear of being selfish. You know, fear of success. You know, so we have all these fears that come up that maybe most of us don't even identify as fears, right? And I'm going to shine a light on them so that you can see that it is fear that is the seed of that worry and doubt, that belief, you know, that non-belief in yourself, right? And what I did is I spent the last year putting all of my life's work into a program called the Fearless Living Training Program. And in this Fearless Living Training Program, I have created a program that is accessible wherever you are. All you need is a computer, a smartphone, an iPad, a tablet. You don't even need a computer. You could just have a smartphone because all the coursework, all the audios, all the videos, all the transcriptions can be seen right on your phone. So you don't have a computer. Hey, do you have a smartphone? Do you have an iPhone? Do you have an Android? You can take the course right on your phone. You can, you know, like I said, do it on your computer, on your laptop, wherever it is. And what you're going to be doing is there are 10 modules. And these 10 modules are all of my teachings, all of my learnings put into one program so that you can fully embody and embrace and really integrate what it means to be fearless. So it's not just a conversation in your head because we've read all the books, we've taken all the workshops, we know what we're supposed to be doing, but why don't we do it? Well, because we have fear, and because we don't necessarily understand fear at its core, we just blame ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that blame to stop. You know what? I want that blame to stop, and I want people to be able to go into the Fearless Living Training Program and turn on their computer, turn on their smartphone, turn on their iPad, and start watching videos with me, talking to them, showing them step by step, taking them through Fear Buster exercises, taking them through the audios, you know, taking them through step by step what they need to do in order to embrace a fearless life, a life that is true for them, to them, that they're calling for, that they're yearning for right now. I mean, if you have an unfulfilled dream, if you have a seed that's unfulfilled within you, then you're calling for fearless living. You're calling to be more fearless in order to activate that.
One of the things that I love that we're talking about is that, you know, all of us, including you and I, we have to be reminded that we really do have that inside us, don't we?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know I
you
do.
Know, and it's more accessible. You know, fearlessness is more accessible than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to break the illusion. I want to break the grip it has on you. I want to break the lies. I want to break the beating yourself up and blaming yourself so that you truly can start actualizing the life that you know you want, and you may not even barely tell yourself, but you secretly, I mean, if you're listening to Dr. Pat, if this is a show that you're attracted to, I know you got more in you to give. You know what I mean? I know you want to express yourself more because as Dr. Pat always says, you know, it's time to thrive. It's time to give our best selves forward. It's time to be all of us, right? So it's time to be our true self. So this Fearless Living Training Program is something that I am going to include in the contest so that one person out there, you know, one lucky person out there is going to be able, as my gift, as their opportunity to change their life week after week. And not only are they going to be able to take the course at no cost to them as this part of the contest, I'm also going to be giving them two private one-on-one hour sessions with me.
Wow.
So not only are they going to have the course that they're going to be able to lean on with all that information and all that learning and all that support that's already in the course, because I'm also inside the course every day and I'm answering questions and I'm proactive, you know, we're there together. We're hanging out. You're also going to have personal access to me so that when you're going through the course, you're going to get that extra support, that extra oomph, that extra acceleration, that you can take your life to the next level quickly and easily and anchored more in the truth of who you are. And I have to say, Dr. Pat, I'm so excited. I was just on the message board last night in the course, and a woman just joined, like, literally yesterday. And her email to me today was, oh, my gosh, I've gone through the whole first module in 2 days. I couldn't stop watching. I, you know, had to suck it all up. And she said, the whole thing on expectations has changed my life. My sister and I don't normally get along. And I spent the last weekend with my sister, and I remembered your lessons in the course, and my sister and I got along better than I have in my entire life.
I believe
now,
it.
This is just one module. This is just one series of videos, and just like 4 days after she joined the course.
Yeah.
She's already changed her relationship with her sister.
But that's what you and I were talking about. I mean, we have the most amazing listeners everywhere. You know, they're listening to this show live. A lot of folks will be downloading the show to iTunes. A lot of folks will be listening to this later on through TTR from all sorts of places in the world. And you're absolutely right. You know, the folks that tune in are people that are just like you and me. They really do desire to change things in their lives. But we don't always have the tools. You're giving people the tools. You're giving them a blueprint to their epic life. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the contest, we want to tell everybody out there on how this goes. We have a page that I don't know if it's up yet, but we're going to be putting a page up where people can, can apply to be considered for the contest, right?
That's right. And it's going to have your beautiful picture on it. It's
mm-hmm.
right there. I'm just, you know, and it's going to say Epic Life.
Yep.
And on there, what you're going to be asked to do is, of course, give your name and, you know, your email, of
right.
course, so we can get a hold of you. But we're also going to ask you, like, okay, now, how do you want to change your life? So, you know, I want to hear, because I'm going to read every single one of the entry forms. I'm going to read how you want to change your life. I want to hear what you think your obstacles are. I want to hear what you want to make happen. And then we are going to be able to pick a lucky winner that we're going to grab out of the hat and know that your opportunity before you, the opportunity you have is, again, not only taking the course with me supporting you every step of the way, but having those private sessions with me so that there is no question, there is no doubt that you can make this happen. So You know, what area of your life? Just think to yourself right now, what area of my life do I want to change? I mean, do you want to lose weight? Do you want to fall in love? Do you want to start dating? Do you want to fall in love with your husband or mate that you're already with every day, but you want to get more intimate? Do you want to get closer? Do you want to open your own business? Do you want to get along better at work? Do you want to have your family gatherings more, you know, more inspirational and more connected? Do you want to like yourself better? Do you want to fall in love with yourself? You know, do you want to go after a hobby? So think of the areas. Do you want to have more friends in your life? Do you want to build a support team? So, you know, yes, I know that we're going to go over more than one area of your life, but I want you to start thinking of, like, what's my top priority? And, again, we're going to go over together more than one area. But what is your top priority? And then, like I said, I want you to think, okay, like, if I could change my life, how would I change it? That's the second part. Then the third part is, okay, what's in my way? What do you think's in your way?
Right.
Is it finances?
Right.
You know, is it finances? Is it your family doesn't want you to do it? Is it that you don't think you're good enough? What is it? And then, of course, anything else you want me to know, because I'm going to read every single one of the applications for this contest, and I cannot wait to start working with the winner. I cannot wait to start working, because I know their life is going to radically change. And we're going to hear about it. They're going to join us on the radio, and they're going to be able to share their journey with others.
Absolutely. And for those of you out there, the application for this will be up on the Dr. Pat Show website. It will be up on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It will also be up on our newsletter. It will continue to go out in our newsletter. And we will tell you exactly what's going to happen, what the dates are, how long you have to make this happen when we come back. But this is a very, very special opportunity. I mean, 2 hours with Rhonda Britton alone will transform your life in ways that you can't even imagine. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be filling in the blanks about some of the basics you can get started now. We'll tell you more about the program, and we'll also invite all of you again, all of you, to sign up and consider changing your life forever. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to EasternEssence.com to order today.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality?
Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Yes, indeed. You know, you can even have the love life you desire. It can be all juicy and stuff. You know, we can all create it. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, certainly go to our website, thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Later on today, you're going to see a button for you to just push on the button on the website. And it's going to take you to the contest where you fill out some very simple questions. And get ready to change your life. The first part of any change, I think, as Rhonda will say, will tell you, and Rhonda Britton, my very special guest today, is you got to take some kind of action. You really do. I mean, even non-action is action. The question is that taking you to where you want to go? You know, the day that I dialed a wrong phone number and didn't hang up, I didn't hang up because I was curious. That not hanging up is what got me to say a major yes. And yes, was it scary to say yes to do a radio show back in 2003? Was it scary about what everybody would think about that? I will tell you, explaining my life from 2003 to 2008 to my friends, my family, my partner, you name it, was a major, major challenge. Because sometimes when you do things from the heart, just like you're going to hear Rhonda today, you do it, people around you don't understand it, and you got to hold on to your conviction. Rhonda, welcome back. It's great. I so support you and love what you're doing. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, and this special opportunity.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. And I know absolutely what it's like to overcome obstacles. I know what it's like to be frustrated. I know what it's like to wonder if I'm ever going to be good enough. I know what it's like to wonder if you can ever get over your past. I know what it's like to never forgive and live with regret and just wonder if I will be haunted for the rest of my life. I know what it's like to move past my past and move into my future. And the way to do that is absolutely becoming fearless. And, you know, I want to personally invite everyone to enter the contest called the Epic Life Contest, because I, Rhonda Britton, am absolutely devoted to you overcoming fear, to you overcoming anything that's standing in your way, because I know that I can show you how to never be stuck again ever. I can show you how to break through fear. I can show you how to get past anything that's standing in your way right now. So as far as I'm concerned, there are no obstacles but fear. There is nothing stopping you but fear. And I'm going to show you how, step by step, how to get fearless. So please enter the contest now, the Epic Life Contest, and soon you will be fearless. I know that to be true.
Well, and this is part of the saying yes process, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I know there have been times in my life where I thought everything had to be honky-dory and I had to be just all even and level and, you know, and then step into the yes. But the most amazing yeses in my life have been the ones where I stepped in and I could feel my stomach up in my throat. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You ever have
that
feeling?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, it's so funny because my coaches, the first question anyone asks me is, well, how can I become a coach if I don't have my life all together, right? You know, you know, gang, it's never about getting your life together. It's about starting where you are. It's never about, oh, now I'm finally perfect. Now I finally can really get fearless because, oh, by the way, I'm over my obstacles. Gang, the more that you express yourself, the more that you want to, you know, build that seed of your dream and make it a reality, the more that you want a larger, more epic life, the more that you absolutely need to learn and master the skills of fearless living. So I invite you, right here and right now to sign up for the Fearless Living Training Course, because I know that as you take that 10-module course week after week, not only is it going to help you master your past and let go of it for good, but also give you the skills to take whatever dream you have, whatever seed of want and yearning and desire you have, and turn it into reality, because the only thing stopping you, and I know this from the gut of my being, is the only thing that's stopping you is fear. So no longer let fear stop you, gang. Absolutely, do not let fear stop you. You might feel that nervousness, the ache in your throat, the punch in your gut, all of those things that Dr. Pat has been talking about. But I know that when you learn the tools of fearless living, when you take those step by step, watch the videos, listen to the audios, do the Fear Buster exercises, I know every moment you are integrating the tools of fearless living easily and effortlessly. This is going to save you time. This is going to save you money. This is going to save you energy. I mean, it took me 20 years to create this program. It'll take you less than a few days to start seeing results. So I invite you to sign up for the Fearless Living Training Program now. It is truly going to change your life. I know it.
What is the website? What's the best place for them to sign up, Rhonda?
The best place for them to go is to fearlesslivinglifecoach.com. Go to fearlesslivinglifecoach.com, and you'll be invited to a telecall with me, and I'm going to explain more of the program. And then I'll be sharing, specials and little special treats for you on that telecall so that you can then sign up for the program. So, I know that you have a button or a place for them to sign up right there.
Yep.
On your website, Dr. Pat.
Yep.
So what I really invite everyone to do is to go through Dr. Pat's website. Please go over to Dr. Pat's website and go over to her site, and there's a little blue box over there that says Fearless Living Training Program, and click on that, and you will be sent to Fearless Living Life Coach. You'll be sent over to where you're able to sign up for the free telecall with me. So you get to spend 90 minutes with me, and I'm going to start explaining and sharing with you some tools so that you can get fearless right away. So go to Dr. Pat's site right now. You're going to see a little blue box right there on the homepage. Click it and sign up for the telecall. And also, today, as Dr. Pat has shared, there's going to be another button for you to sign up and enter the contest, the Epic Life Contest. So please do that as well so that you can learn on the telecall, so you can start getting going today, and then sign up for the contest, so that you, too, can start changing your life.
And, let me just say this, Rhonda, because for those of you out there that are thinking, you could tell how I operate. Here, you're going to get to hear a minute, Rhonda, how I operate. For those of you that are out there thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to enter the contest and I'm going to wait to sign up. Don't do that. Here's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you sign up for the course because you do want to change your life, and you then get selected out of the contest, but Rhonda will make an adjustment for you, right, Rhonda?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't wait.
Absolutely. I want you, do not wait, because the sooner that you're in the Fearless Living Training Program, the sooner that the minute you win the contest, we can start our private session.
Exactly.
And you're going to start having that knowledge, because you're going to need some knowledge before we have that private session. So, yes, if you win the contest, absolutely, your money goes back into your pocket.
Exactly.
So you will absolutely be refunded, because I want that winner to feel taken care of and loved. And, of course, we'll schedule those sessions right away. But right now, today, you can start the course so that you can start changing your life. Because I know what it takes, that you probably might be nervous. You might be apprehensive. You might think, well, why Rhonda? Why should I believe her? I've read the books, I've taken classes, and they haven't worked. And let me reassure you of something. I have been there, and I know that. I mean, I have read the books, I have taken the workshops, and what I know to be true is that fear was the only thing that was stopping me from manifesting the good from every workshop and every book I've ever read. It has been fear that has stopped me from really learning the lessons that I needed to learn. It has been fear that has convinced me not to move forward in my life. It is fear. And when I got that, it's just fear, I set in my life my own personal mission. My life's mission is to help not only myself master fear, but to help every single person out there who has a deep desire to express themselves on this earth, has a deep desire to really live their true life, to own their life and live your life your way. I am absolutely right here to help you be fearless, because I know it's just fear. And I think your listeners probably know my story, Dr. Pat.
Yep.
I'll just throw it out.
Yeah, throw it out.
I know we're almost out of time, but You know, I, at 14, had the horrific experience of watching my father murder my mother and commit suicide in front of me. And that set me on a course for 20 years of three suicide attempts, low self-confidence, low self-esteem, you name it, I did it. And that 20 years, I survived and barely thrived. And the work I do today, Fearless Living, is the work I created out of that 20 years. And then, like I said, I've refined it, perfected it, tested it over the last 15 years of devoting my life to making sure that no one has to ever have low self-confidence and low self-esteem ever again.
I love it. Because right now, what we need, Rhonda, moving into 2012, is we all need to stand tall. We all are, it's our birthright to have the power of the energy force in the universe be within. Rhonda Britton, everyone, thank you so much, Rhonda, for joining us here today.
Pleasure, Dr. Pat. Thrive.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for a great show. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Oh, my knees.